Cram from Spiderbug joining us.
Rock and roll royalty in the house. Welcome, Cram.
Thanks a lot, guys. Cheers.
Frammy. You two come from a similar part of the world and ever listen to the stories that have been swapped.
We've just been gasbagging for the last half an hour about the glory days of the River Southern Riverina.
Yeah, well, good Finley boy. I was drilled down the road and we had no high school, so we had to go to Finley High. Mm-hmm. And we used to have verandas. I've spoken about this before.
Right.
There was a Drilledry veranda, only Drilledry kids, the Finley veranda over here, the Tokemall veranda, and the Berrigan veranda.
I made the mistake of going onto the Drilledry veranda once to fetch a tennis ball.
Oh, no.
And I ran into one of you boys.
Yes.
Copped one in the mouth.
You would have, too. You weren't allowed.
George Zampin, George.
George,
if you're listening, brother, all is forgiven.
His mum used to go to the footy.
I shouldn't have been trespassing.
Come on, the Giorgio. Come on, the Torsi.
It was tough back then. And you were great rivals of ours. We loved whipping you. Bloody Drilledry.
Yeah, Drilledry. They were the good old days.
I did see you. And on a serious note, folks, I saw Billy play when he was really young. Before he went to Geelong, between Assumption, kicked 10 goals in a losing side at Finley.
14.
Was that 14 goals?
Oh!
14, that's right. He kicked 14 goals and they lost. We beat them by 10 goals.
That's right.
And you were kicking goals from the wing. Like, you're one of the longest kicks I've ever seen.
Yeah, probably right.
Well, and I know you get a bit of curry from these blokes, but, mate, you are an absolute legend, and it's a pleasure to have seen that game.
Oh. What happened then when you got down to Geelong?
Well, I was skinny, and I had hair, and I had long legs, Jim, and I found drink cards.
Oh, did you?
Bloody females got me off the rails, Jim. I had nothing in Drilledry to grow up with. Speaking of that, Janet English, who's in your spider boat, of course, she's a good friend. I think we hooked up a couple of times.
Hooked up in the sense that you guys did go on the same bus. You know, she made sure Billy behaves himself. Nothing happened.
Yes.
Other than hello and goodbye. And you know, that was your bus, if I remember, was a very small and intimate one.
We had a bus that would go from Drilledry every day, pick up Janet on the way. She'd get on, sit down, very quiet, wouldn't say boo, Janet.
Didn't want anything to do with you, clearly.
And then
you
were
up the back, weren't you?
Her.
How come your bus was so small too? It was like a tiny bus.
Well, not many, not smart enough.
We used to call it the Beetle.
Beetle. And then, of course, Damien Whitty's in your band too.
Yep, that's
and
right.
Claire, is that Claire's brother? Because me and Claire were...
No, they were cousins. Witt's another great footy player, great football family, one of the great Finley sides, included his brother Peter, which we won consecutive grand finals in 1981 and 1982.
He loves it.
We also played in the fourth grand final and were the only team in the town to lose to Cobram.
Ooh.
And which I wanted to mention, that two of my greatest rivals as a kid was Gary Hocking.
And
Johnny Barnes.
Who played for Cobram.
I once saw John Barnes slam dunk a basketball at a Collingwood High School only wearing a towel.
A towel.
That's all he was wearing. And I've seen Gary Hocking do incredible things. Yeah. And he was Buddha then. And he was a very hard
player. So, Cram, you are a great friend of Shane Crawford's, which we all find astounding.
Yeah, because Crawford's the best.
He's sort of mentally challenged. Shane, would you agree with that?
That just comes from being years on the footy show, you poor guys. It just happens to all of you, doesn't it?
I think it must. He's a great man, Shane. And did you know him? Were you the same age growing up? Are you younger? What's the...
Crawford was younger than me. We've been friends for years, and I knew all his family and his mum, and they're really awesome. But the thing about Crawford was he was really small when he was little. I mean, he was so short.
Really small when he was little.
Honestly, he was so small, and everyone thought, oh, what's this kid doing? And then he came, he just decided, oh, yeah, and won the league best and fairest.
Yep.
And I think he was one of the first Finley juniors to do that. And then he went to Assumption, got a little bit bigger, and then what's he win? He wins the Brownlow, he wins the
wins
Premiership.
Everything.
You know. Have you seen him lately, Cram?
Yeah, I saw him in Sydney the other day.
He's
at the airport.
Not so small anymore.
And no, tubby. But and he's
what
tubby.
About the guts he's got?
He's not. He looks all right.
He's got the long hair and he's tubby.
Yeah, you know.
He just Christmas Eve Finley High School performance, my stage dive.
Yes, okay.
Tell us about
so
that.
So this is it. So he was just about to go to play the International Rules Series, and I can remember going.
So he's
mate,
playing for Hawthorne there. This day.
He's still playing for Hawthorne, and there was a bit of conjecture from the club as to whether he would be allowed to come to the show because he threatened, I think, that he was going to stage dive because he told me once he took me to a Hawthorn game and he said, "Oh, we warm up to buy me a pony." It was my, you know, so he got the boys all G'd up to buy me a pony. And he's like, "Look, I want to do it." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay." So he comes out on stage we'd been kicking the Gaelic football out the back of in the footy ground earlier, and he jumped off, and I can't remember whether he, Crawford, you got to let us know, did you smash the floor or were you caught? I think he was caught because it was forgiven, and, you know, I think he went to Ireland and starred. But, you know, it's about the risk, isn't it, boys? You've just got to get it out there.
Gold. And you know how cram come about, Jim?
No.
I'm just reading this. Well, because you were born Mark Ma.
That's correct, yes.
And you didn't like Mark, obviously. So no. Mark spelt backwards is?
It's cram, yes. It was invented by a guy by the name of Laurie Minhennett. Laurie, if you're listening, from Tokemore. He was an old mate. He used to play for obviously, for Toke.
Yeah.
And we were sitting in a Leyland Brothers movie in year eight. And it was really boring. So he just decided to start writing anyone's, all of our friends' names. And so it was me. I was Cram Reham. Yeah. And there was a few other. One of his friends was Leon Higgins, who played for Sydney.
Sydney.
The Swans. And he was Noel Snigger.
Yeah, it would have been. Hey, tell us, the Community Cup is coming up, the great thing for Reclink, the footy game, of course, but then the concert afterwards, which
that's right.
You guys are a part of. Who are you playing with?
That's why I'm wearing my Rock Dogs. I've had the pleasure of being the captain of the Rock Dogs in the past and played for the team for many years. And we're hoping that we're gonna absolutely annihilate the Megahertz this week. For those of you who haven't been before, it's a fantastic day. Bunch of band members and a whole bunch of radio announcers and journalists playing against each other in two very competitive teams. And then we have a rock concert at the end of which we're going to be the headline act. So I'm playing a game of footy and then I'm going to play rock and roll.
And it's down in Elwood?
No, this year it's been relocated to Collingwood's old home ground, Victoria Park in Collingwood, which is pretty exciting for footy fans. And apologies for those in Elston Week who've missed out. But I really encourage, we've had crowds of up to 20,000 people to this game in the past. And I really encourage everyone to come and support the charity, but also support, I guess, me and Billy have been talking about country footy for the last, you know, half an hour, that this great city and this great sport and its music and art and how the whole melting pot all comes together on a day like this, which is such a great community to be part of.
What time, Cram? When do people need to get to Vicky Park?
I reckon it's going to start up about, I think, 10:45, the gates open.
Yep, beautiful.
And there'll be a whole bunch of bands before the game. I know Murray from the Wiggles has put together a kids' band to play for the kids at about half past 11.
Brilliant.
We're playing the Peep Temple, Jen Chloa, Remy, Deborah Conway also.
Fantastic.
Willie's there's a whole bunch of acts coming on during the day, but we're sort of right at the end, so we're going to sort of do the rock show.
Like a few years ago, you played in this Community Cup at Punt Road. Is this true? You played the whole game, half time, you got up and performed, then you went back and played man of the match.
Yes, won best on ground that day.
Oh,
and I know, it was legendary. And also, the story goes, which is a true story, my grandfather passed away the year after that, and I went and put my medal into his coffin before he was buried because he was a great inspiration to me, as many members of my family were. But Pa was he was an old legend from up in the Northern Riverina around Condoblin way, and he used to kick drop kick both feet, and he always used to tell me to snap it, and he was a great guy, so I thought that was a very moving thing.
I also see that you're going to be backing up Midnight Oil in a huge tour coming up, big stadium tour. That'll be fun.
Yeah, we're playing a couple of shows with the Oils. We're really excited because one of our favourite bands of all time, they're an inspiration to us. And I've actually never seen them before. Janet's been to see them many times, but for whatever reason, I've never seen them play live. So I can't wait to hit the stage, feeling pretty humbled to do it. But it's so exciting. I mean, what country does a guy, you know, play in a rock and roll band, become a member of parliament, and then go back and play in a rock and roll band again? Pete's awesome.
You know what? I went and saw their last tour, the farewell tour.
Yeah.
In Adelaide, I remember going to the show. It was unbelievable. They're an incredible live band. And I remember thinking, as he was wrapping up the final song, I remember looking at him thinking, you're leaving that to be a politician.
Yeah.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Exactly. I mean, Rob Hurst's a big inspiration of mine too. I remember watching him drum when I was a kid, and he's one of the greats. And we can't wait to do it. And look, regarding footy, I also wanted to blow my own trumpet. I played in the opening of the Adelaide Oval a few years ago for Port Adelaide, and they were doing this like Legends match. So this is like the Woden twins and Daniel Motlop and Russell Eber was at Wakeland twins. Yeah, sorry, dude. you're very sharp, Billy. Sorry.
Oh, I know.
No, he isn't, Craig.
And anyway, Legends of the game. Russell Eber was the coach, and I played in front of 55,000 people. And it was amazing. We played a rock show afterwards. That game was nowhere near as rough as the Rock Dogs versus the Megahertz. So geez. If you are coming, get ready for some injuries and lots of streakers.
So this Sunday, lots of streakers.
There's always streakers every year. And I got a shout out to all the streakers, guys who literally put their nuts on the line every year to get in the nutty in 12 degrees in a Melbourne winter. And despite the shrinkage, boys, you're legends.
This Sunday, Victoria Park, of course, 11:45 gates open, couple of games there, all those bands. And you're raising money for Recklink.
It's where's your 10:45?
Absolutely.
Gates open, so you don't send them there an hour later. Well, thing would have already started.
So get there early, you should anyway, at 10:45.
It's a great day.
And Recklink, of course, raising money for Recklink. So good
it's
on
fantastic.
You, Cremie.
Since they got involved, it's been great. And I've seen Demi Brereton come down many times.
Yeah, he loves it.
Rowan Connolly. You know, there's so many great footy players, ex and current players, who come and support the day, and it really is special.
Well,
so
Dermot's always considered himself to be a rock star.
Yeah.
I would love Dermot to you know, just before he gets too old.
Too old now.
No, maybe him and me should do a duo. He'll get Crawford as well, so then you technically qualify as a rock dog.
That's
player.
It.
He would have a go at it.
He would, bloody oath.
There's no way you could keep him.
He would.
If there were 20,000 there watching Spider Bait, Dermot would be up there very smartly. Don't 10:45. Worry about that.
And you're living in Byron.
That's right, yeah.
Smoking the weed?
Yes. No. Is that a... You asked the question, man. No, certainly not. Oh, perish the thought. Perish the thought, William. What are we? You know, it's only VB for me. Thank you.
That's inland from Byron anyway.
No. I live near Splendor in the Grass, South Golden Beach. It's a beautiful part of the world. Lots of musicians and artists and trippers and lots of ex-Victorians. Who knows? Maybe you'll come up and join me up there one day,
we'll
Billy.
Come up and see you, Cram. And thanks, Janet, mate. Of course, she's still in Finlay, yeah?
No, Janet lives in Melbourne. Janet, I'm the only crazy person who
moved
to
Doctor. She get married? Because she held a light there for a while.
Yeah, she's very happily married.
Can you believe
she has
this?
Great respect and for you, William. You've always been such a very appropriate person around.
Thank you, Cram. You're making me blush now.
She's desperately trying to forget ever knowing you. Hey, Cram, you're a superstar. 10:45, Victoria Park. What a great venue anyway.
Sunday.
And enjoy the game of footy, enjoy the concert and everything that goes with it. The Community Cup's a ripping